Psalm 119, verses 49 through 56. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. All right, as we continue through this Psalm 119, looking at these different sections, we come to a slightly different perspective this week, right? And we'll see that each week as we go along through. Up until now, we've looked at, well, in the most recent weeks, we've looked at asking God for something, looking forward to things from Him. At the beginning of the psalm, it was a statement of what God's law was, and that's how a person knows how to live. Here in this section, section Zion, we start to look back a little bit more. But now as we come into a time of trouble, when the psalmist here is in a dark place or a low place, he looks back both upon the history of his life and upon God's word, and more specifically, looking back upon the covenant of God and what that means to him. Now, the last time we went through Psalm 119, I spent a lot of time dealing with the Christological aspects of it, looking at Jesus found in Psalm 119. And that's what the Psalms speak of primarily. This time through, I've left that off for the most part because I did it last time. And it's also profitable to look at the Psalm, as well as all the Psalms, as examples of the human condition, as the archetypical, that's not the right word, as what a believer should do in a given situation with God's word. This section of Psalm 119 is more clearly, and I think more strongly, pointing to Christ than some of the other sections. As we look at this, though, we'll look at it primarily what it means to us, to a believer in this situation, and then we'll look back a little bit to that other. Now, it starts out here, remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. A couple things here to look at, first of all. And that's in the second line here, that the psalmist is saying to the Father that it's him who made the psalmist hope. You have caused me to hope upon the word that you've given to your psalmist. And calling upon God to remember the covenant and the promises that were made to the believer here. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. That in the midst of affliction, the comfort comes from looking back at the covenant. Primarily, we see in this fourth line here, for your word has given me life, the covenant that gives salvation to the believer, that we have life in God due to the covenant of grace. And no matter what anyone else can do to us, that part, that is secure. But there's also comfort given in this life by knowing the covenant of God and knowing that we're in God's, in His heart. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. Now, this has a lot of application, and here I'm going to fall into the same trap every generation has for the last 4,000 years. This really speaks to our time more than any other. Well, no, it doesn't. But there are very specific areas where this speaks to us. Those who are listening who try to maintain any kind of creation understanding of the history of the world or anything of that, you know that those who consider themselves intelligent, wise, and proud think you're a fool. There's no way this is possible, and only an idiot can believe that. And it's very tempting to turn away from the Word of God, say, okay, maybe he didn't really mean that, and try to gain some measure of respectability in the eyes of the world. Well, that's foolishness for a couple reasons. First, turning away from God's Word is always foolishness in and of itself. So just leave off that for that reason. The other is, you're never going to get their respect. The fact that you believe, as they say, in this mythical person up in the sky that gives benefit, you know, the fact that you're a religious person makes you an idiot in their eyes anyway. So there's no sense trying to gain respectability. The psalmist sees that in here in verse 51. The proud have me in great derision, but I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. If we're in God's heart and we're in the covenant, we know that we can rest in Him, then we don't need the respectability of the world. Just us in our hearts with the Holy Spirit, we can comfort ourselves knowing that God is there for us. Not only do we comfort ourselves, we don't sit there and, you know, pout in the dark. Well, some of us do. But moving on, the reaction then to being treated that way because we hold to God's law is that indignation has taken hold of me. Because we're being treated badly? No, that's not the reason. Because of the wicked who forsake your law. Too often we're embarrassed at God's law, when rather we should be indignant at the ones who turn away from it. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. That's an interesting phrase. The pilgrimage here doesn't mean, like we think modern, that they're going someplace. This isn't a long trip that he's talking about. You know, he's not talking about Motel 6 or Days Inn or anything of the sort as the house of my pilgrimage. The psalmist is saying, this is not my home. I'm only here temporarily. The word that used to be used is a sojourner, somebody that's only here for a while, and this isn't where I'm going to stay. This isn't where I belong. And in the house of my pilgrimage, your statutes have been my songs. So now, here on this earth, what should we be singing to when we want to sing about God and to bear us up in the dark times? The Psalms. It's God's songs, His statutes, God's word, that are the songs of the psalmist here. I remember your name in the night, O Jehovah, or Yahweh, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. The promise here again is as we stay faithful to God's word, God will stay faithful to His covenant. Actually, God will stay faithful to His covenant regardless. But the benefits of it, the comfort of it, the building up of it, the strengthening of the covenant come as we maintain our faithfulness. Stick to God's word. Don't worry about people outside. Now, this doesn't mean that we all have to be flat earthers or anything, but when God's word does say something, stay with it. And God will comfort you in the night. The wicked who have turned away from God's law will have you in derision. That's not so bad, really. But we have to stay with God's law. We have to stay in the covenant. Now, again, I mentioned this psalm does speak to Christ or speak of Christ more than other sections of the psalm. And we'll see more that are even stronger. But as you look at this and you think of Christ and His temptation during the time of His trial, during the time when He was mocked and slapped on His way to the crucifixion, we see all of these things very strongly in His life. And we know that our salvation is available, was purchased, because He stayed true to the covenant. He stayed true to the covenant in face of much greater trials and temptations than you will ever face. We should not be satisfied to do less when we're tempted or tried. And I say this, it speaks of Christ and not just the psalmist. Look at that last verse in this section. This has become mine because I keep your precepts. What is this that's spoken of? Well, the whole thing is about the covenant. The whole thing is about fellowship with God and the comfort that comes from staying in the covenant. And we see that the covenant has been purchased and has become Jesus's because He kept the precepts. He purchased salvation, being pure and holy. So as we rest in Him, we can approach the Father. And as we rest in the Father, in the Spirit, we are comforted, we're born up, and even in the darkest parts of the night, we can see, we can rest in God's word and take comfort from it. So now as we sing this, as God's statutes will become our song here in this house of our pilgrimage, we'll sing Psalm 119, section G.